Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagler bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
UTC.
We'll begin our program this time, as usual, with information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that solar activity is now hovering at a low level. It's been low for some time now. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 135, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 89. The IPS further reports that those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future. For as far as worldwide propagation is concerned, multi-hop long-distance propagation on frequencies above about 14 MHz, that's long-distance paths on darkness or semi-darkness paths, will continue to be unreliable. However, daytime paths over long distances with multi-hop propagation on frequencies above about 14 MHz will be satisfactory. We're now moving through the last phase of sunspot cycle 24, and it's expected that cycles 25 will be appearing soon, with the first of the new sunspots becoming visible. So high frequencies continue to become unreliable over long distances on darkness or semi-darkness paths, but daytime paths are satisfactory. Now, some international broadcast station news. First of all, Alaska. KNLS, the new live station, has returned to the air following refurbishment and repair of its shortwave facilities. This is the schedule for KNLS. On 9655, 0800 through to 0900 in Russian, 0900 to 1000 in Chinese, and 1000 to 1100 in English. And on 9610, 1100 to 1200 in Chinese. And on 7355, 1200 to 1300 in English. And also 1400 to 1500 in Chinese. And 9920, 1300 to 1400 in Chinese, 1500 to 1600 in English, 1600 to 1700 in Russian, and 1700 to 1800 an additional service in Russian. So one transmitter being used by KNLS, and the time span is 0800 through until 1800. There appears to be no transmissions outside those hours. And some additional frequencies of China National Radio have been reported. 0300 to 0900 on 15420 with programs of the CNR, that's the China National Radio Network 17 in Kazakh. And 0900 to 1500 on 17660, that's China National Radio Network 8 in Korean. And 1700 to 1800, China National Radio Network 10 in Chinese. And 2100 to 0300 on 13730, China National Radio Network 8 in Mongolian. Now, some other news. First of all, Adventist World Radio stations made a frequency change. 1730 to 1800, the new frequency is 17720 from Nauen in Germany, broadcasting to East Africa in the Oromo language. That replaces 15155, which was broadcast from Issoudun in France. Now, Madagascar, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Service. It's broadcasting at a new time from the Talata, Madagascar relay station. 1200 to 1300 in English on Saturdays. 12:15 to 12:30 in English on Sundays, and 12:30 to 12:45 Japanese on Sundays. Now the first two transmissions, that's 1200 to 1300 and 12:15 to 12:30, they replace the 1 hour later actually now than the original service, which was 1100 to 1200 and 11:15 to 11:45. Japanese service is a new broadcast. Voice of Mongolia has been giving reception, good reception, in Europe recently on its 12015 frequency. Broadcasts have been heard 1510 to 1530 in Japanese and 1530 to 1553 in English, and 1553 onwards in Russian. Some interference at times on the same frequency from the Voice of Korea at Pyongyang. Voice of Nigeria. The current schedule appears to be as follows, with two frequencies in use in the 19 metre band and the 31 metre band. 1520 to 1603 on 15120 to North Africa in Yoruba, Igbo and Arabic, and those three languages replace the former English language service. Frequency is also scheduled for 1730 to 1800, that's 15120, to North Africa in Arabic, but apparently operations on that frequency have been spasmodic. Three stations broadcasting in the Hausa language on 9 MHz in the 0600 to 0700 period have been noted by European monitors. 9690, the Voice of Nigeria, in Hausa. 9440, the BBC from Ascension Island in Hausa, and 9830, Deutsche Welle, again in Hausa, to West Africa from Sao Tome. That's an interesting frequency usage, Deutsche Welle broadcasting via the IBB Sao Tome relay station. And here, Pakistan. An interesting signal has been heard in Europe on 15485 between 1330 and 1530 to the Near and Middle East in Urdu, and it's heard regularly until 1500. So those are a few stations noted recently by monitors in the European area concerning international broadcasters. Some monitoring observations now made in Melbourne recently as we move into the coldest part of the year, with the shortest day only a week or so away. High up on the slopes of Mount Donabewing, which is about 70 kilometres east of Melbourne, I was there recently and I noted some interesting reception in the 9 and 11 megahertz bands in the early afternoon at 1 p.m. local. This was dominated by long-path transmissions from Europe, the Middle East and Africa, and short paths from Asia and the Americas. Mount Donabewang is just past the township of Warburton. The monitoring site was actually in East Warburton, at an access point on what is known as the O'Shaughnessy Aqueduct Trail. This is a summary of selected observations in the time span 0300 to 0330, which is 1 p.m. local here in Victoria. On 9730, Radio Romania International in English. 9750, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Armenian. 9770, the same station from Iran in Arabic. And 9965, Radio Cairo in Egypt, also broadcasting in Arabic. The 25 metre band, we have 11560, Radio Miraya, broadcasting from Chisinau, the relay station in Moldova, with its programs in Arabic. 11620, All India Radio in Urdu. 11660, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic. 11680, NHK Radio Japan, with its broadcast to Europe from the Nauen, Germany relay station in Japanese. And 11700, Diwa Radio, operated by the Voice of America, using the Kuwait relay station in Pashto. And 11780, Radio Nacional, Brasilia. The next frequency, 11790, the BBC from the Yerevan relay station in Armenia in Pashto. And two frequencies for Radio Romania International in English, 11800 and 11825. And 11895, the BBC from the Tashkent, Uzbekistan relay in Persian. And 11960, Deutsche Welle, also using the Yerevan, Armenia, transmitting station in Swahili. And another frequency for Diwa Radio, using the Kuwait broadcasting station, on 12035 in Pashto. And finally, 12070, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Dari. So, some interesting reception there, made near Melbourne recently, high up in the mountains, and those locations are relatively free of power line noise. The receiver, of course, was the small E5 communication receiver, which gives quite a good account of itself with only a very small antenna. A note now concerning the broadcast of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Unfortunately, the station is still using a frequency of 7200. Now, that frequency is actually allocated to the amateur radio service. And it's been heard here in Melbourne recently with very good reception with the program in Malay between 2200 and 2230. Another frequency in the 41 meter band, an interesting frequency, is 7375 from HCJB Australia, from the Kununurra transmitting station in Western Australia, broadcasting in Indonesian. That's also 2200 to 2230. So we're receiving signals on the 41 and 49 metre bands right up to 2300. That's 9 a.m. local here in Victoria as our winter months proceed. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.